Another blast. Full power. Let's punch a hole in it. Full power.
Yeah. Please. Thank you. Please, don't. Why don't you let me alone? I don't want any more of this horror. All right.
New York, a strange city. Big, alive, pretty hard when it wants to be, and sometimes soft. Yeah, a strange city where even stranger things happen. Things that happen to people. And only someplace there's a watcher, silent, unseen. And through the invisible wall of night that separates you from him, he watches. And sometimes he sees a story unfold before his eyes that he has to keep to himself. Because it's a story no one would ever believe anyway. Me, you know who I am. I'm a watcher, but I'm not alone. Behind me, you can hear the muffled tones that identify the real one, whose eyes see everything. But now I'm going to show you a story about trouble. I'm going to do it fast, because there's never enough time to spell out trouble. It's a story about New York, and a man, and a woman. It starts on a street corner off the main stem where the lights are gaudy come-ons. And when you listen, you can hear the sucker music over the traffic. But not many are listening. Me, that's my job, to listen and to look. So I heard the music and saw her.
Hello, big fella.
Hi, kid.
Nice music. I wish I could afford to listen to it real close-like.
You kidding?
No. No, I couldn't kid you. You're a cop, aren't you?
Not a son.
Tough?
More than most, not as much as son. Why?
In 1 minute, I got to like you, big fella. Don't stand here. Keep going.
You mean because the slob across the street is liable to brace me into a payoff for tangling with this girl?
It works like that.
Even with a cop?
Yes, even with a cop. He hates cops.
How do you ever get wrapped up in this mess?
From being lonely, without the protection of years. And then, suddenly meeting a man. A very wrong man.
Him?
Yes, him. And now there's nothing left but fear. The fear of pain and disgrace. Feeling all gone and empty inside. People aren't supposed to do that to other people, are they?
No.
But they do.
You're young, beautiful, blonde.
And trapped.
You want out.
Nobody's that big to get me out, fella.
You want out.
I want to go home. I want to get off this street.
Okay. Take your first step. Kiss me.
Here he comes.
So we do it again.
You! You!
Oh, look at him.
He's done worse to you. Now run, kid.
But he'll follow me.
Nah, he'll never follow you. You see, I'm not finished with him yet.
Your eyes, they seem awful funny.
That's what I've been told before. Now run.
They don't look at you.
I know. They watch you.
What are they watching?
The kid who has one more chance to live if she hurries. Run.
No. No, there's more. They're watching a woman who can love again. What's your name?
Mike.
I love you, Mike.
Run. Don't ever come back.
All right, big fella. Goodbye, Mike.
So long, kid. Going north. The traffic is light. The gaudy lights of the clubs have closed into dark eyes and the blank faces of brick walls. And for once, it's almost quiet. And for the first time in a long while, the night belongs to you alone. And your memories drift back across time and space. And while you're still thinking of that moment long ago, you hear another sound and look across the street and see the blonde. And she sees you and comes to you.
Mike. Mike.
It's been a long time, kitten. I've looked through all the streets of the city.
But you told me to run.
I know. But you said something before you left.
I said I loved you.
Yes.
And then I ran because you told me to. And I was afraid of him.
Wait a minute, kitten. Something's wrong. 2 years ago, you were only frightened. Now there's terror in your face.
Mike, I didn't run fast or far enough. He caught me.
Yeah?
And all he wants is you. Just one chance at you. And all this time, he knew that someday we'd meet once more. And I was to be the decoy, the Judas sheep.
The slob. The stupid slob.
Mike, he's a killer. He's deadly. He hates so hard.
But he didn't know that this would be the night, did he?
He's always there.
Yeah, but tonight he slipped because I see him. He's waiting back there, not knowing who's here with you.
Mike, this is what he's been waiting for, watching for. You. He wants you.
He watched and waited too long. Now I see him, and it's too late.
But be careful, Mike. It's the way he works things. He's clever. So clever you can never be sure. He's a killer.
Now, Mike Hammer, haven't you heard? So talk to me, kitten. While we wait, talk to me.
Mike.
Talk to me.
I've never forgotten you. I've always remembered that night. I ran like you told me to. I found a place. And a boy who said he loved me. Then he found me. And the boy who said he loved me didn't love me enough. Because he ran too. And I was alone all over again. And all I had was you. Oh, there were horrible days and nights, Mike. He isn't the same man you left lying on the streets, Mike. He's done so much. He's murderous. He likes to see things hurt. He's fast, Mike. He's deadly with a gun. And he wants you, Mike.
And now he has me.
He's crossing the street.
I know. But now he's stopping. And there he stands, watching me with eyes that have known hatred and vile lust for death too long. And now those eyes are just a little bewildered because it happened too fast for a mind that has been eaten away with thoughts of murder. And all of the things he wanted to say are written in his face and in the dull luster of his eyes. You weren't careful enough, chum. The knight and I are old friends. So is the girl. We don't like to see the people we love hurt. Don't reach for that rod, chum. Not while you still have the chance to walk away and stay away. Don't let all that hate get the better of you. Because if it does, then you've caught your trolley, pal. And it's a long ride to that boneyard in Brooklyn. And over there, they don't even put your name on a slab. You're only a number.
Mike!
Don't reach for that rod, chum. Don't make yourself all the way wrong. And don't laugh, chum. I don't like people to laugh at me.
Mike, he's practiced this. For 2 years, he's done nothing but practice that fast draw. And he's a dead shot.
Oh, yeah. So that's why he's waiting. Look at his eyes. He wants me to make it interesting for him. He's waited and practiced, haven't you, friend? And now you're ready to take me. Don't smile. I don't like people who smile like that. But I forgot. You're waiting to take me. Your mitt is almost set to grab that rod and bang away. Okay, friend. But for just 1 second, think. Are you gonna make it? You don't know. But now there's only one way left to find out. Go, man. He wasn't fast enough. Somebody should have told him. But this is New York, and you let them find things out for themselves.
Mike.
And once again, the night is clean. Death has fled. Death was dead. And all that is left is love.
Mike.
You're safe now, kitten. What's your name?
Velda.
just too bad. To turn my nights into day. I'm just too bad for blah 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 blah. Life is just a bowl of cherries. I ain't taking no trouble.
when something aloft cuts my head right off. Now I'm dealing with decapitation. Running round in circles, and other times I an actor of zombie movies, searching for you in town after town, a lover who ain't gonna kill me. Running around in circles.